This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Last week, we told you about a ruling out here in California where the Labor Commission said an Uber driver was an Uber employee, not simply a contractor. It's a case with potentially big implications for the very business model of the sharing economy that we talk about all the time. Well, today, a different tech firm announced that it is taking steps to deal with what is called the worker designation issue, Instacart. That's a grocery delivery service is making some of its contractors part-time employees. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has that story.
When you place an order on Instacart, a personal shopper at a grocery store near you buys what you want and a driver delivers it to your door. Those shoppers have been independent contractors. But Instacart spokesperson Andrea Saul says the company has been testing a new approach in Boston, converting them to part-time employees. The result?
Our shoppers got more accurate picking items. We had more on-time deliveries.
Because Saul says it's easier to train and supervise employees. The downside?
We are going to incur workers' compensation, different payroll taxes like unemployment, Social Security, and Medicare.
That's why other companies like Uber and TaskRabbit have so far avoided that approach.
What we're caught with are 20th century definitions for a 21st century workforce and economy.
Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner says it's time to find a new way of defining work.
The idea that everybody fits neatly into being employee, unemployed, or an independent contractor really doesn't reflect the changing nature of this economy.
One proposal is to create a so-called dependent contractor, not an employee, but you get some legal protections. There are a host of other ideas, too. Jeffrey Hirsch, a law professor at the University of North Carolina, says the issue is heating up as the on-demand economy explodes.
The indecision and the confusion involved is what's most harmful, both for the companies and for the workers.
But for Instacart, the old designation will do just fine. The company is also converting its Chicago-based personal shoppers into part-timers and plans to do the same in other cities, too. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.